If you have your Bibles, we'll be in that passage, 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
如果大家有圣经的话，请看，翻到《哥林多前书》第13章。
It's good to be here in this room with you guys. How is everyone this morning?
Okay.
Did anyone stay up real late watching the game?
没有人昨天熬夜到很晚，然后来看那个比赛。
I didn't. Normally I would, but I didn't yesterday.
So. 我确实昨天也看了。
So my brother texted me as I was finishing up youth group yesterday, and he's like, "Hey, you can stop by and watch the game." And I was like, "That's kind of late today." So,
那个我的兄弟，然后他那个发 message 给我，发短信给我，你要过来，然后看那个油管上面的比赛吗？他说，我说好像有点晚了。
That has nothing to do with the sermon, other than I'm glad that Michigan won. So,
这个和那个我们今天讲到完全没有关系，但是我很高兴密歇根赢了。
Here in First Corinthians chapter 13.
现在我们来到哥林多前书的第13章.
Is I think a pretty well-known passage.
我很喜欢这段经文.
Especially if you've been in church for really any length of time, you probably heard a message on it or heard someone quote some part of it.
尤其你在教会如果待了很久的话，可能或多或少的都听到这个经文，也许是中间的枝子节选。
Sometimes I know I have to remind myself it's something that I've heard so many times over and over, we can kind of just glance over it.
当我们看到这个经文一遍又一遍看了很多遍以后呢，可能我们就会草草的略过。
You know, 1 Corinthians 13, it's well known, it's often quoted even outside of church settings.
哥林多前书第13章它是如此的有名，甚至在教会以外它也经常被引用。
It's a popular wedding text to use.
很多的婚礼然后都会选用这样的经文。
Many would argue that this is the best passage on love in the scriptures.
很多人甚至认为这是整本圣经里面最好的经文了。
So many would take this passage and even use it and say, hey, this is how you should love in marriage.
所以很多人都会觉得说你们在婚姻当中就要用这样的经文行出来。
And in our friendships and even our enemies and those around us, this is how we are to love and show love.
甚至在我们的友谊当中，甚至对我们的敌人，我们都会说应该用这样子的爱来爱他们。
It's important as we even look at the context and see what Paul is talking about. All of those examples would be applicable here.
当保罗在这里说这样的这些话语、这些经文的时候，很多的东西确实是适用的。
And definitely, we should surely love in those all the areas in our life.
确实，我们要在生活的各个方面都来用这样的爱去爱别人。
But specifically, Paul here is addressing how we are to love in the place that love should have in the body of Christ, in the church.
但是在这样的这个经文当中呢，保罗其实特指的是我们应该怎样在神的身体，也就是这个教会当中，怎么样子去把耶稣的爱活出来。
Even further, he's going to remind us and challenge us how we are to serve, not just to go and serve because we're supposed to, but how we are to serve with love.
而是我们要在教会当中如何服侍，不光是要服侍，而且是要用爱心来服侍。
How our motivation and our source of our service is love, specifically God's love.
我们的动机，我们的源泉，我们在教会当中的服侍的源泉是就是爱。
Really, 1 Corinthians 13 is a beautiful passage. It's quite poetic.
这段经文是非常美的，它非常的有诗意。
And we look and see what is going on in 1 Corinthians when Paul gets to chapter 13.
保罗在这里到底为什么要写出这样的哥林多前书第13章呢?
If we were to just read chapter 13 by itself, it seems like things are good. Paul's giving him this encouragement to love and the importance of love.
如果我们单单只读哥林多前书第13章的时候，我们觉得可能保罗他就是写万事都很好，然后我们就相爱，彼此相爱。
We don't have time to go through the whole passage, and I believe even fellowships you guys studied through 1 Corinthians. So,
我们在这里没有时间来回顾之前所有的经文，但是我觉得你们可能在自己的查经当中可能已经查过了。
We see here in 1 Corinthians, this letter that Paul is writing to the church at Corinth, he's addressing some pretty big issues throughout the letter.
在哥林多前书这本书当中呢，保罗是写给哥林多教会的，他其实是在要解决一个非常大的一个问题。
This church here wouldn't necessarily be like a model church that Paul's like, hey, everybody, look at the church at Corinth and follow them.
这个教会肯定不是一个模范教会。保罗肯定不会对其他教会说，让我们一起来效法哥林多教会。
If anything, we get more of an attitude from Paul throughout the letter, like he's kind of discouraged that they just can't seem to get it. They've professed to know Christ, but they're kind of living in their old ways.
在这里保罗可能对这个教会有很多的失望，他们应该活出耶稣基督的样式来，但是他们却没有。
And in the church at Corinth, there was a lot of sin. There was a lot of jealousy, pride.
在这个教会当中，充满了有很多的罪恶，有很多的嫉妒，有很多的骄傲。
So here's going to challenge them the importance of love.
所以保罗在这里要挑战他们，然后指出爱是多么的重要。
Not only were they continuing in much of the sin, and even in some cases, even worse than the unbelieving world around them.
哥林多教会有这么多的罪存在其中，甚至有的时候比不信神的人犯得更甚。
But it seems that it was even plaguing and affecting even their service in the local church.
甚至他们对他们的对神的敬拜这样子的爱宴，还有其他的仪式，都会有很多的不良的影响。
In chapter 12, if you're familiar with it, the Apostle Paul talks about the spiritual gifts that God gives to believers.
在十二章当中，保罗在这里讲到了神所赐予的各种属灵的恩赐。
And as Christians, God has given each of us gifts.
作为基督徒来说，神给每一个人不同的恩赐。
And abilities and talents to use in for His service.
给我们能力，给我们才干，让我们可以来为神来侍奉。
And so early, I think it's 1 Corinthians 12, verses 4 to 11, he gives a list of different gifts that he's given.
在哥林多前书第12章4到12节11节的时候，然后保罗就罗列了各种各样的属灵的恩赐。
He says every believer has been given a spiritual gift.
他说每一个信徒都有神的恩赐给他。
It's the gifts they were given to edify the body of Christ.
他们受到这个恩赐就可以彼此服侍，彼此造就。
And, in chapter 12 talks about for the good of the body.
在这里是让彼此得益处。
Since we've been given spiritual gifts even to further the gospel.
让我们可以受到这样的属灵的恩赐来拓展神的福音。
We've been given gifts so that we can ultimately to worship and bring glory to God.
我们有这样的恩赐最终的目的就是为了要荣耀神。
And we won't here in this sermon today get into the specifics of the different gifts and things, but to focus on kind of our theme here is serving with love.
我们这里不会一一的罗列保罗所指的各种各样的属灵恩赐是什么，但是他的总纲目的就是为了要服侍彼此，为了要造就彼此。
So it reminds us, you've been given spiritual gifts to be used for the body of Christ.
所以我们得到属灵恩赐的时候，是要在肢体中彼此造就。
Also in chapter 12, he reminds them that each one of us, he gives a picture about how each one of us, we're all part of the body of Christ. If you're a believer, and each part is important, each part is vital.
在12章当中，保罗也说到了我们每一个人都是彼此为肢体，每一个肢体都是非常重要的。
And he gives kind of this picture of a human body, right? That there's each part of the body and every part is necessary and needed.
他在这里给我们描绘了一个人体的一个形象，每一个人体的器官都是非常重要，是非常需要的。
And every part might not be as glamorous or might not seem as neat, but he's saying that every part is neat, is essential.
即便不是每一个肢体都是非常的有荣耀的光彩的，但是每个肢体都是被需要的。
It seems that here in the Church of Corinth that many were using their gifts, some were using them in a way that wasn't for God, a way that wasn't bring glory to God, but maybe more so to bring some glory to themselves.
在哥林多教会当中可能存在这样的问题，有些人有恩赐，但是他们使用恩赐的方式没有给神带来荣耀。
They were misusing their gifts.
他们错误的使用他们的恩赐。
It seems that there may have been some jealousy or some comparison going on.
可能他们中间有一些攀比，有一些嫉妒。
Or some were saying, hey man, look at my gift, and mine's good, this is a good gift, but look at you, like, it's not that great.
他可能说，来看我有这样子恩赐，这个恩赐真的很好，但是你的恩赐呢，就很不好，又就很菜了。
It seems that some were serving with the wrong motive.
有些人可能就是用不正确的动机来服侍彼此。
And it carries over into the illustration about the body, where some might have felt a little inferior, like, hey, I'm not as good. Like, what good can I do in the local church? I'm not as good as that part of the body.
然后有一些人，他们可能看到自己的恩赐，说我好像没有办法，我真的是不够好，我跟别人相比真的是很差。
And Paul's pointing out, hey, this is not how it's supposed to be.
然后保罗在这里提醒大家说，这不是我们应该有的状态。
It's not about who has the best gift or the flashiest gift.
这不是说，我们不是在这里看到底有谁有最光鲜、最耀眼的恩赐。
Who seems to be the most gifted or the most intelligent? Who seems to have the most talent in the church?
谁是这个教会当中最有才华、最有才干的人？
So that every part of the body is needed, it's useful.
每一个人在这个教会当中，每一个肢体都是有用的，都是被需要的。
And so it seems there was a lot of pride going on at this church.
所以在这个教会当中，看上去有很多的骄傲在。
They were using the gifts that God had given to them in the wrong, with the wrong motives.
他们把神所赐给他们的这样的属灵恩赐，然后用不好的动机去使用他们。
And even us, I think at times, I know I can definitely say this for myself.
我可能也有自己这样的例子。
We talked about this yesterday and when we split in groups for our core group trainings.
我们昨天就在core group 那个核心小组这样子一个培训当中有这样的分享。
That maybe we're not comparing or looking down on other people.
可能我没有跟别人比较，或者是这样低眼看人。
In person, I don't see that at this church. I hope that doesn't happen.
我在这个教会里面有没有看到这样的人？也希望没有，不会以后也不会发生。
But if we're not careful, we can just get kind of callous in our service, right? We can just kind of go through the motions and do it because we're supposed to, or because people notice.
但是我们很可能就是有这样子一个，因为习惯了就是这样一贯的这样子下去。
Or maybe that's not the case, but maybe we get kind of tripped up even before we get started because we feel like, hey, I don't really have a lot to offer. I don't really have a lot to give, so I'll just sit this out and let you handle this.
或者我们可能就在那里很漠不关心，因为觉得自己反正没有什么恩赐，所以我就坐在那里也不用去关心，然后就让你别人去处理就好了。
So familiar with chapter 12, you get towards the end of it, Paul's talking about the spiritual gifts, and he says, hey, you know, you have these gifts in the service, he says, and you might kind of depend all on this. This is all your focus.
所以保罗就在这里，十二章当中，讨论属灵的恩赐，就说这可能就是你们所有一切。
Says if your focus, your motivation is all wrong for why you serve in the body of Christ.
你们关注的焦点，可能你们自己的动机已经错了。
It finishes chapter 12 in the last verse in verse 31. It says, but earnestly desire the higher gifts, and I will show you a still more excellent way. So they got a better way.
保罗在十二章的末了，他说：“你们要切切的求那更大的恩赐。我现今把最好的、最妙的道指示给你们。”
This way he's going to lay out here is here in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, where he talks about the way of love.
保罗他这里最妙的指示就在哥林多前书第十三章里面这样子写出来，就是爱的真谛。
So as we're going to talk about, excuse me, talk about love here in chapter 13.
所以我们就要在第十三章里面讲保罗所说的爱。
Really, today, for sake of time, we're just going to be looking at the first three verses.
为了时间的缘故呢，今天我们就专注在第一节到第三节。
And Lord willing, we'll finish the other verses at a later week.
我们下一周会继续讲剩下的经节。
So what is love?
什么是爱呢？
I think we've kind of, in a way, like we've, the Bible here in the New Testament uses several different words to describe love. It has different meanings.
在圣经当中用不同的词语来形容爱，然后有不同的意思。
For us, at least especially in English, right, like you can, it's kind of cheapened a little bit. We use love to describe so many different things.
在我们英文当中呢，这个爱这个词也被用来形容很多不同的东西，然后甚至有的时候我们会觉得这个爱的词有一点点的廉价。
So it's kind of cheapened our mind. In a way, we can go to our spouse and say, I love you. And then immediately, as we see that dinner's done, like, oh, I love that meal. And I love that Michigan won. And then we can go on and on. And we just use this pretty flippantly.
这个词真的是有的时候有点廉价。比如说我们可以跟我们的配偶，然后说，亲爱的，我爱你。然后呢，下一秒钟就在那里说，看到那个好吃的食物，就说，这个我好爱这个桌上的食物。接着又说，我好爱那些跟队可以赢了。
And our culture around us definitely doesn't help with our understanding.
我们这个社会的文化没有帮助我们更好的理解爱这个词语。
The world around us says that love is a feeling.
然后这个我们周围的世界告诉我们爱是一种感觉。
It's an emotion, it's something that I can fall in and fall out of.
这样是一个感情，感觉我可以进入这个感觉，也可以离开这个感觉。
It's conditional.
这是有条件的。
You do this for me, I love you. If you don't, then.
如果你给我做这件事情的话，我就爱你。如果你不做的话，我就不爱你了。
But this is definitely not the love that Paul is talking about here in 1 Corinthians.
但是保罗在这个哥林多前书所说的爱肯定不是我们刚才所说的爱。
Paul is talking about agape love.
保罗所说的是一个 agape 的 love, agape 的爱是一个
which is a self-sacrificing love.
这个爱是一个自我牺牲的这样子的一个爱。
It's an unconditional love.
是一个没有条件的爱。
It's a love that doesn't love based on what you do or what you haven't done, but it's a love, it's active, it's an action.
这个爱不取决于你为我做了什么事情，但这个爱是有行动的。
And we have Agape Fellowship in here, so I'm sure they're probably like the most loving fellowship.
我们在这里有一个爱家团契 ,Agape 团契，我们相信这个爱家团契肯定是最有爱的团契。
It's a self-sacrificing love.
这是一个自我牺牲的一个爱。
The best example we have of agape love is God's unconditional love for us.
我们有的 agape 爱这样子一个最好的一个example 一个例子就是神对我们的爱。
This is even if we see it in John 3:16, well-known verse.
这个就是在那个约翰福音第三章第十六节。
For God so loved, agape love, self-sacrificially the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
神爱世人，神这样子 agape 的我们，然后为我们无条件的舍命，他爱我们，甚至将他独生子赐给我们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So Paul saying this is how we are to love in the body of Christ.
保罗说，这是我们应该在神的肢体当中来行出来的这样子一个爱。
Saying this is how we are to serve. This is our motivation for our service.
这是我们服事所应该有的这样子的一个目标。
It's the same kind of love that God has shown us.
这是和神所给我们彰显的爱是一样的爱。
And it's easy to feel, hey, some people are more gifted, some people are more talented, maybe have more time.
可能有一些人有更有才能，有一些人更有才干，有一些人更有时间。
Because what can I bring to the body of Christ?
但是我可以为这样子一个神的家来带来什么呢？
To serve with love.
我要在爱中来服事。
Paul says, I found a better way.
保罗说我有一个更好的方法。
Paul said there's a better way than just serving in our own strength.
保罗说有比依靠我们自己的能力更好的。
Serving out of our own talents and abilities.
有比依靠我们自己的才干自己的能力更好的。
Serving out of a need for our own recognition and praise.
有比为了赢得别人对我们的尊重更好的。
And here he gives an example of this in chapter 13. Here, let's look at the first three verses together.
所以他给我们在第十三章给我们这样子的例子，就看第一节到第三节。
He shows that love is greater than these things.
他说，爱比这些东西都要好。
It's love what we need. It's Christ's love.
是耶稣的爱，耶稣的爱是我们所需要的。
And so here Paul is going to give a few examples to help illustrate this for us.
所以保罗在这里给了我们一些例子，帮助我们来理解。
And in a way to kind of help us understand this, Paul kind of goes a little bit over the top and paints this really big picture.
保罗在这里可能有一些天马行空，然后给我们描绘了一个非常好的一个图画。
And so we see this, that love, first love is greater than great communication skills.
他说爱比和人交流更好。
Let's look at verse 1 of chapter 13.
让我们看一下第一节。
It says, if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal.
我若能说万人的方言并天使的话语却没有爱，我就成了鸣的锣响的钹一般。
And we think probably like a useful service in church, if somebody could speak every language, right? If you could communicate to every single human being on planet Earth, that would be pretty beneficial.
有些人可能他就是能够说万国的话语，然后能和世界上所有的人来交流，那这肯定是非常好的一件事情，对吗？
See Brother Chris here. Brother Chris, that would make being a missionary a little bit easier, right? You could go all that. There'd be no borders. You could speak to everyone.
Chris 弟兄，这个对你来说是不是非常的有用？然后你可以作为一个宣教士来说，走遍天下，然后什么地方都可以来服侍。
Since if I can speak all the languages, I know here in this room, many can speak multiple languages.
我可以说很多的方言，我知道在这里有很多的人可以说不同的言语。
You know, think about if you could speak all of them, right?
如果你可以说所有的话
Not only that, but he even gives another piece. Says even not just the languages of men, but even of angels.
甚至不光是人间的言语，甚至是天使的话语，你也可以说。
So you have this great gift and ability to communicate with everybody and eloquently.
所以你有这样子超常的能力，然后能够和所有的人来沟通。
We would naturally be like, that's good. That's a good gift. Like, let's sign that guy up on our team, right?
我们觉得这是非常好的一个才干恩赐，是不是？我们要把这样的人来拉到我们的团队当中。
But Paul here says in verse 1, he says, "But have not love, I'm a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal."
但是保罗在这里说，但是如果这样的人没有爱的话，我就成了鸣的锣，响的钹一般。
So if I have this, but without love, I'm just making a lot of noise.
如果我没有带着爱来说的话，那我就是只是发出很多的噪音而已。
Paul may have at this time been kind of referencing or using example of the pagan world at that time where they communicate to their gods with a lot of noise and murmuring and banging.
保罗可能在这里就在那里讥讽那些异教徒，他们和他们所谓的神之间的交流，他们可能发出很大的声音，他们可能有很大的响的是锣的声音，或者是响的钹的声音。
So if you have this gift that every other people would be jealous of, right? Would look up to, like, this is a good gift, because if you don't have love, you're just making a lot of noise.
如果你有这样的恩赐的话，可能所有的人都会来嫉妒你，所有的人都会来仰望你，但是保罗说，如果你没有爱的话，那也是无益的。
Not only that, but Paul says that love is greater than great knowledge.
保罗接下来说，爱比大的知识更好。
Look at verse 2.
我们看到第二节。
It says, and if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing.
我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘，各样的知识，而且有全备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。
So you could have all this knowledge. You could have the ability to understand everything that God's teaching, to share that and expound on that and to share God's word with others, right?
你可能有全备的知识，你可能知道神他一切的奥秘，可以把福音跟别人讲得非常的清楚，非常的全备。
That would be a good gift. He says, and on top of that, you could have the ability to know all mysteries.
然后这是一个非常大的一个恩赐，是吧？除此之外，你甚至可以能够理解各样的奥秘。
You ever looked at something in the Bible like I have, and like, I have no idea what that's talking about?
可能你有看到有一些圣经的经文，然后看到以后觉得我没有办法，真的没有办法理解。
Wouldn't it be nice, right, if we had someone in the church we could go to and they just knew all of it? They just had all the mysteries. They had it all figured out.
如果我们教会当中有这样子的一个人，然后他什么东西都懂，我们只要去问他，他什么都知道，这不是很好吗？
So if I knew all the mysteries, he says, if I have all knowledge.
如果我可以知道全备的奥秘，可以有全备的知识。
So if I know everything.
如果我知道一切所有的。
And we know Paul was a pretty smart guy.
我们知道保罗确实是一个非常有才的人。
For his day, he was well educated.
在他那个年代，他是受过良好教育的。
He was well respected.
他是受到尊敬的。
Paul knows what he's talking about here. He says that, hey, if I have all this, but I have not love, I am nothing.
保罗知道很多，然后但是他说，如果我即便知道了所有的一切，但是没有爱的话，我还是没有，我算不得什么。
Say nothing, but there's so much you could bring, right? You could bring to the church all that knowledge, to the body of Christ, all that wisdom. Paul says, hey, if I come without love, I'm nothing.
你可以为教会做很多的贡献，你可以给教会带来各样的知识，各样的智慧。但是保罗说，如果你没有爱的话，你也算不得什么。
I think sometimes we can even, I see even in Christianity, on a greater scale, we see people often giving more honor and praise to somebody just because they're smart or they're an eloquent speaker, regardless of their love.
那我们上一个层次来说，可能有的人会因为有一个人他非常的有知识，然后就给他很多的尊荣。但是如果即便那样的一个人，那个有学识的人，如果他没有爱的话，也算不得什么。
Yes, we want to teach the word of God. We want to understand it. We want to have knowledge. We want to convey it, but we need to do it in love.
我们希望有知识，我们希望可以传播知识，给别人带来这样的道理。但是如果我们没有爱的话，我们真的不算什么。
It says love is greater than great communication skills. It's greater than knowledge. And even he gives an example here. He says it's greater than great faith.
所以保罗在这里说，爱比沟通更重要，爱比全备的知识更重要。保罗甚至在这里给我们一个例子，然后告诉我们说，爱比伟大的信心还要重要。
Look with me down to the second half of verse 2.
让我们看第二节的第二部分。
It says, and if I have all faith, so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing.
而且有全备的信叫我能够移山却没有爱我就算不得什么。
Your faith is so strong that you can pray and believe that this mountain is going to move and it moves. That's pretty significant faith.
如果你的信心真的是这样子的强，以至于你祷告，然后神就应你祷告，让那座山可以移动的话，那真是很厉害的一件事情。
Does anybody wish they had that kind of faith?
是不是有人希望有这样的信心吗？
I don't know what mountains I would move, but yeah, maybe.
我不知道有哪座山我想移动，但是也许吧，我想有可能想有这样的信心。
But you have great faith, enough to move a mountain.
如果有足够的信，以至于可以移山的话。
It says you have not love.
但是却没有爱。
It says I'm nothing.
我就算不得什么。
I don't have that agape, that self-sacrificing love.
如果我没有 agape 这样子一个自我牺牲的爱的话。
I'm nothing. Then he builds on it even more. Look at verse 3 with me.
我就算不得什么，然后他接着进一步的讲。
Says love is greater than great personal sacrifice.
爱比自我的牺牲更大。
Here in verse 3, he gives a couple examples of this. It says, if I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned and have not love, I gain nothing.
第三节他给我们很多的好的例子。我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍己身叫人焚烧。
If I give away everything that I have,
如果我把所有的一切都给别人
，give all my possessions,
把我所有的财产都给别人
，What's that? Let's agree that would be a huge sacrifice, right?
这是一个非常大的自我牺牲，是吧
？That would be significant.
是非常重大的一个自我牺牲。
Since if you're part of the body of Christ and you hear a need and you say, you know, I'm going to sell everything. I don't need all this. I'm going to get rid of everything.
如果在这里说我要把我所有一切的都变卖了。所有的一切都给别人，我不需要任何东西。
What's neat about the language Paul uses here, it seems to be even more than just like he sells everything and then puts it all together and withdraws everything from his accounts and gets all of his investments and gives it away.
所以保罗在这里所说的可能还不只是把所有的一切都变卖了，把所有的一切都合起来，把所有的投资都关掉。
Language he uses seems to give us idea of not just giving it away, but actually personally doing it. Like if you were to take all of it, everything you have, and put it in $20 bills and go around Washtenaw County and give every single piece, everyone out.
他这里还说的是不光是把所有的都变卖，而是自己亲自的去派发他所变卖得来的钱。比如说就把所有的钱都聚集起来，然后换成20刀的美钞，在整个 Washtenaw 那个县里面，然后见到人就给他们。
This is significant love.
这是一个非常大的爱，是一个非常自我牺牲的爱。
This is a lot.
这是真的是很多的付出。
This if I do all of this, I give away everything.
这真的是变卖自己所有的，然后付出自己所有的。
But have not love, I gain nothing.
但是如果没有爱的话，仍然与我无益。
It's easy sometimes, even in our giving and even in our service, it's easy to do things for ourselves, for our own recognition.
我们在这个服事当中很可能就会陷入为自己来述名。
We can look and say, well, people would still be helped, right? He's still giving all of that away.
我们可以看到我们可以说你看人是别人还是得到了帮助，他们还是收到了这样子的一个周济。
And some would be helped by that sacrifice.
有些人可能因为这样子的付出，这样子的牺牲而得益。
As Paul speaking, he says, if I do that and it's not in love, he says, I've gained nothing.
但是保罗说到，如果我们即便我们这样做了，但是不是在爱心当中做的话，与我仍然无益。
And if that wasn't enough, he gives this last picture. He says, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing.
如果周济穷人还不够的话，保罗又继续说，又舍己身叫人焚烧。
Because not only do I sacrifice my possessions and the things that I own, but I sacrifice even myself.
所以保罗继续说，不光是我要付上我财产我甚至把自己也给献上了。
If I'm willing to be persecuted and go through pain and difficulty, and even possibly even here as he says, to be burned, to even be martyred.
我愿意被人迫害，我愿意来经历各样的苦难，我甚至愿意来为主献身。
But if I don't have love, if I'm not doing it for God, right? I'm doing it just for my own glory, my own intention. Says I've gained nothing.
但是如果我没有爱，不是在爱中做，不是为了神来做，而是为了我自己的荣耀来做的话，与我也是没有益处。
Paul says that love is greater. This is what we need in the body of Christ.
保罗说爱是更加伟大的，这就是我们在耶稣基督的身体当中所需要的。
Maybe we can ask ourselves, though, why does it matter if I love as long as I'm serving and doing good, right?
我们可能要问一下，为什么爱还是很重要的呢？因为我已经在服侍了，是不是？
Why does it matter if I love as long as the responsibilities and the jobs are getting done in the church?
为什么我们已经在教会当中完成了我们所要做的这些服侍，这是不是已经够了呢？
And that's true, it is possible to do all these good things without love.
是的，很可能我们做这些事情的时候可以完成这些事情没有爱。
The reality is we see all throughout scripture that God is more concerned about the condition of our heart than just about our service.
但是我们纵观这些经文，我们看到神更注重我们内心的光景，更注重我们内心是不是有爱，而不是我们外在的服侍。
See that even in Revelation chapter 2, when talking about the church of Ephesus, we see a church that was diligent and faithful and willing to be persecuted, but says that, hey, I have something against you, you've lost your first love.
甚至在启示录第二章里面，他保罗在那里不是保罗神在那里说关于以弗所教会，然后说我知道你为我摆上，我知道你甚至经历苦难但是你没有爱。
Because ultimately our love for others, our love for the body of Christ is a reflection of God's love for us.
因为我们彼此之间的相爱其实是反映神爱我们。
On top of that, God's love equips us to love God and love others.
神对我们的爱帮助我们，装备我们，以至于我们可以来回应神的爱，爱神也爱周遭的人。
We see that in 1 John 4:19 says we love because he first loved us.
在约翰一书第四章第十九节说到神，我们爱因为神先爱我们。
We love out of the overflow of God's love to us.
所以神爱我们，以至于我们可以爱有爱来满意。
So why this is so important is because love starts with God.
为什么这么重要呢？因为爱是始自于神。
Love starts with God, comes down to us, and then moves out from us to others.
爱从神那里来到我们身上，再满溢到别人的身上。
Paul even reminds in another letter in the book of Philippians that we're not, we are, as he talks about unity, he says we're to love and to think like Christ in Philippians 2.
在腓立比书第二章里面说，我们要心思意念都像神一样。
So he says that I'm nothing or I gain nothing without love. He says, I'm nothing and I gain nothing apart from Christ.
所以保罗在这里说，如果我们没有爱的话，我们这些东西都与我无益。
So I can serve and I can do good. And I see in our church, I know we have tons of people, countless people that give and sacrifice and serve faithfully.
我们可以做很多的好事，做很多正确的事情。我知道在这个教会当中有数不尽的人，然后每天都为教会来摆上，为神摆上。
And I praise God and thank God for that.
我真的是为你们来感谢神，来赞美神。
And so as we serve and as we give, let's make our motivation be love, specifically God's love that we've received.
当我们在服事的时候，真的是求神让我们的动机是为了爱神。
We see here the church at Corinth, they were using the gifts that God had given them, but in the wrong way, in the wrong motivation.
在哥林多教会当中，他们用神所给他们的恩赐，但是是用不正确的动机。
The best way that we can use the gifts that the Holy Spirit has given us is by allowing the Holy Spirit to empower us.
我们使用这个恩赐所最好的方式就是让圣灵来帮助我们。
We'll read our last scripture for us this morning in Galatians chapter 5. We see the fruit of the Spirit. It says that we are to walk in the Spirit.
所以我们看到加拉太书第五章是属灵的是圣灵的果子。
It says this in Galatians 5:22. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. The very first one.
圣灵所结的果子加拉太书五章二十二节就是仁爱，第一个就是爱。
And then we see a list that actually somewhat mirrors the list that he also gives in 1 Corinthians 13. It says, Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law.
接下来的那些属灵的恩赐就好像是和哥林多前书13章里面保罗接下来所写到的恩赐很像，就是喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩赐、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
As in the body of Christ in the church, let's use the gifts God's given to us. Let's use them, let God use those in our lives and for the body.
在这样的一个教会当中，在神的肢体当中，让我们一起来大大的使用神所给我们的恩赐。
Let's serve and let's give and let's attend out of love.
让我们一起来彼此服侍，让我们一起来参与，让我们来彼此服侍，是用爱，是在爱心当中服侍。
Serve out of the love and the experience that we've received from God Himself.
是从我们这样子的心是从神那里得来的。
And let's share that same love with those that He also loves.
让我们把来自于神的爱和同受他爱的那些人一起来分享。
When we do that, we'll best serve the church, we'll best glorify God, and even us personally, we'll best enjoy the Christian life that God intended for us.
我们当我们这样做的时候，我们真的是可以最好的来把荣耀带给神，也最好的来服侍彼此。
When we're not just serving out of duty or responsibility.
我们彼此服侍并不是出于义务。
When we understand and receive God's love.
当我们接受神的爱，当我们理解明白神的爱的时候。
We can serve out of joy.
我们可以带着喜乐来彼此服侍。
And love as we see how others have experienced God's love.
当我们可以带着爱心来看看到别的人是怎么样经历神的爱。
So as we close, let's remember Paul's words here that love is greater.
我们结束的时候，让我来提醒大家爱是伟大的。
And we thank God for His self-sacrificing love.
我们感谢神所给我们的这样子一个自我牺牲的爱。
Let's close in a word of prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you so much for your love for us.
父，我们真的是感谢您所给我们的大爱。
We thank you that you care.
您真的是那位关爱我们的神。
Thank you for how selfless you are.
您是如此的无私。
Lord, help us to understand your love.
求您可以来帮助我们来理解明白您的爱。
If there's someone here today that they don't know you.
这里在座的有一些人还不知道您。
They don't know how much you love them.
他们不知道您是多么的爱他们。
God, we ask that they would understand and that they would receive you.
让求您可以让他们来明白您，让他们可以愿意来接受您。
Now be with us. Maybe we've been a Christian for a long time, and we feel maybe discouraged or beat up or just used, and we want to serve but we're tired.
求您也来充满我们，来帮助我们。我们可能已经做基督徒有很多年了，可能也经历过很多的磨难，但求您自己来充满我们。
Help us to step back and focus on you and be reminded, Lord, of your love for us.
求您让我们真的是看到来经历神您自己对我们的爱。
And help us to even be able to serve greater, Lord, out of love, Lord, and instead of just out of duty.
让我们可以带着从您来的爱来服侍，而不是出于义务。
Lord, we ask that you would bless this church, Father.
求您来保守，来祝福这个教会。
That it continues to be a beacon and a light for this community.
让我们可以在这个我们所处的环境当中可以来做光。
That we would be a people known for love because you are love.
让我们可以将您的爱带出来，因为您就是爱。
We ask this in Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
Amen.